Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Circle of Respect Book Club series. We're joined today by Amy Koss, author of Poison Ivy. Amy, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
I just want to jump right in and really ask you, it was very interesting for me to read the way that you approach Poison Ivy by using a trial, and we got to see the different perspectives of the kids. And I wanted to know, what really prompted you to write the story?
Well, first of all, this is what I do all the time. I write stories. And my brother is a dispute resolution fellow lawyer in Michigan, and we procrastinate enormous amount of hours a week on the telephone.
Okay.
And so he talks law, and I talk literature, and somehow this story evolved actually between the two of us.
Oh, wow.
So we were trying to see how the legal system could maybe play with human nature and which would win, sort of.
I really think it was really awesome to read, and I know a lot of your books are for young people, but I was just as involved, and I'm sort of turning the page and wondering if I can guess how each of the different characters is going to respond to something new that happened.
Great. You know, authors, we love to hear that.
I thought it was definitely really engaging, and I loved it. The part that I said most is that I know a lot of readers probably are also engaged by the different viewpoints and different perspectives. So I wanted to know if you could talk a little bit, how do you sort of approach writing different perspectives in the book? Are you inspired by other characters or people you know or any one of these characters like yourself?
You know, it always sounds very bizarre, but the characters, after you start writing, well, when I first start writing characters, I have to keep a little piece of paper that tells me, oh, this one is that and this one is that. And then soon they just sort of come alive and pretty much tell me who they want to be. I know it sounds a little bonkers, but many authors have that experience. And then you have to rewrite the beginning part where you didn't know them really very well to fit with who they evolved to be. That's one of the great joys of writing, is how fun that is when they sort of take life and boss you around.
Wow. So they kind of start to tell their own story. Is that what you think?
They do. And pretty soon, for instance, in Poison Ivy, I don't want to do a spoiler, but I really wanted it to end differently than it did.
Me too.
And I kept trying to make the characters end it the way I thought it should, and it just simply wouldn't work. It wasn't credible. It had to play out the way it played out.
Right.
So several of my novels are in multiple characters because it's just a blast to write in a crowded room like that. You know, writing is a very isolated sort of profession, and with multiple characters, it's like I'm working in a crowd.
Right, that's awesome. I know in a lot of work that we do here at NCPC with bullying and things like that, we focus a lot on bystanders and their roles. And in your book, you offer a lot about bystander perspectives. Many of the characters really maybe had little to do with an actual situation between Ivy and the other girls. But can you talk a little bit more about some of the challenges that are faced by the kids in your book? And when they're witnesses to bullying, and really how can they overcome it in the end?
Well, unfortunately, I can't say anything to how you can overcome it. I'm not a mental health professional, and I don't know. And I only write the stories with the idea to tell kids who are bullying or who are witnesses to bullying or, in fact, who are bullies, that they're not alone and that it goes on everywhere and just so they know, they're not in an isolated situation, grim and alone, but they're in one that human nature unfortunately keeps creating and recreating. So I don't know what to do about it. I just know it's ghastly and it's everywhere.
Yeah, and I definitely think that in itself is great advice. And a lot of the characters, I hope that if our readers haven't gotten a chance to read the book, that they really do check them out, because I really think that a lot of the characters, there's somebody for everybody in there, and somebody that you can relate to, that you know, and it's really interesting to see how they cope with some of the struggles they're having. And another thing, it's a very, very realistic book. I mean, I can think even back to when I was a child that a lot of these characters are like people that I know too, so I really love that about the book.
You know, it's funny, these books also get translated into a lot of languages, which is always, I have another book that's also about bullying, much younger, it's called The Girls, and it's for younger kids. And I know that it's translated into so many languages because this is a situation that's not particular to ours, our country or our culture, or it's, unfortunately, the way of the world.
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely a universal issue that everybody really...
And cares. Always was. I mean, it's exactly the same as it was when we were wee. But maybe it'll get better if we raise consciousness about it. Ooh, we can only hope.
Okay. So another thing is, what advice would you give to young people? I don't want to spoil, like you said, the book for those of us that haven't, to those that haven't read to the end, but for young people that are bullied like Ivy, she seemed to have sort of given up and feel powerless. And I know you mentioned, you know, we hope that things could end differently sometime. What would you say to anybody in Ivy's situation that is feeling powerless or feels like nothing can help?
Well, first of all, I'd say read. There's a whole world out there of people that you can know. And I know I'm a voracious reader, and I believe it's a very cheap and safe escape. But and find your own art, whatever it is. But the only thing, I don't know what, I'm sorry, what kids can do, but I only know that if the feeling is that they're the only one that's out there and the only one living in the misery that they're suffering, to know that it is everywhere and that there are kids who are going through the same thing and it's not just them and that they didn't bring it upon themselves. It just happens.
Right. But beside that, I agree with you that reading and finding an escape is a wonderful way to cope with bullying. Not only do you sort of start to feel and see other perspectives and people that are like yourself, but you also can just find another outlet so that, one, you don't sort of retreat into yourself and stop engaging with people, but that you find a way that you can let your voice be heard and really let some of your frustrations out and things like that, and it's positive at the same time. So I definitely agree with you on that.
Great.
Finally, before we head out here, I just wanted to know, what at the end of the day, what do you hope that young people will remember about your writing and this book in particular?
Well, I hope they love it, number one, and have a good time reading it, and that it passes the time happily. First and foremost, I want it to be entertainment and pleasure. And if the characters start seeming familiar, they meet somebody and they say, oh, you know what, that reminds me of so-and-so from one of Amy's books. Great! But anything more lofty than that, I don't. I just love reading and hope that kids out there do too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I definitely also hope that not only kids but adults pick up your books, because I really think that they are for everyone. I know you write for children, but I loved it as well. And I hope that if you haven't picked up Amy's book, Poison Ivy, or any of her other works, that you definitely please visit www.circleofrespect.org and check it out. And we have the book featured for our March issue of Circle of Respect Book Club. Amy, thanks again for joining us. I thank you so much, and good luck with everything.
Thank you, and thanks for having me on.
Thanks.